Sports with Kevin Coyle, a presentation of Wyoming Building Supply and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange in Buffalo. Just James today.
Just me.
Just you.
An uncommon occurrence.
An uncommon one. Julie out this morning, and I think she might be here tomorrow. Maybe. We'll see.
I think so. I haven't heard otherwise.
All right. Well, did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was hot.
Yeah.
It was too hot. I'll be honest with you. This, just weather-wise, this might be my least favorite time.
Are you kidding me?
I hate how hot it is.
I love the hot weather.
I'd rather be fighting the negatives, I'll be honest
really?
With you.
Really?
Yeah.
No way.
I'd rather be fighting the negatives.
Oh, man.
It's just, you can barely sit in your own home. It's so hot. It's just consuming.
James, I love the hot weather. My favorite thing. Like it.
I think I'm a cold outdoors guy, and
you
I don't
are.
Do a lot of that at all.
You're a cold outdoors guy, but you don't do a lot of outdoors
it's just,
work.
It's easier to warm yourself up when you're in your own home than it is to cool yourself down in your own home, especially around here, because most people don't have like central AC in their houses or whatever, you know?
Summers are the best, man, in Sheridan.
Summers are great for the most part. It's just this time of year when it gets to like the high 90s and into the triple digits.
Yeah.
That's when I'm like, that's when it's so hot. You're like, I can't even do anything outside anyways, unless it's including water.
I like it, man. It's going to be a scorcher later this week.
Yeah. If you're going to the rodeo on Saturday, bring a portable fan.
There you go. 102 on Saturday and 103 on Sunday. 95 for Rodeo Friday.
Yeah.
We'll have the live stream for
that
everyone.
Asphalt's going to feel great.
Yeah, it will. I love it. It'll be a toasty parade Friday, and we'll have it all for you on SheridanMedia.com, on our SheridanMedia.com TV channel. So, which is located at SheridanMedia.com. So you'll be able to catch it if you don't make it down. And also tomorrow night, James, Tuesday, we're going to have the official boot kickoff.
Yeah.
We'll have that live stream for you too, as well as we'll watch the youngsters and the oldsters kick the boots and the youngsters ride the stick horses.
Where's that at? Whitney Commons?
Whitney Commons. And we'll have that on SheridanMedia.com tomorrow. Let's look at some Wyoming history today. Today is July the 6th. The year was 1829. Fur trade held on Papage River in what is now Fremont County. Papage means gurgling river in the Crow language.
Okay.
Even though it looks like it's spelled Popo Aggie, and a lot of people pronounce it that way, it is Papage.
There you go.
Gurgling River in the Crow language. And also 1925, the Snow Range Road opens and is dedicated.
Cool.
The Snowy Range Road is opened and dedicated. 1925 was the year. Burt Ward, Batman TV series, 81 today. Former President George W. Bush, 43rd president, 80 today.
So he's 80? Wow.
Yeah, he's 80. So is Sylvester Stallone. He's 80 today.
All right.
Man. He's still a specimen.
And you made, weird thing, you made Rocky... What, 50 years ago now? So the 70s, I think.
Man, that goes to show you staying in shape.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I mean,
wow.
I won't be this person, but he's got some help along the way. If you
Well, when you're training 3, 4, and 5 hours a day.
Well, I don't know for what?
I don't know how you can train him.
It's not like he's in Rocky anymore.
Right, but he's still in good shape. Shelley Hack, actress, Charlie's Angels. She's 79 today.
Okay.
1535, Sir Thomas More is executed in England for treason on this date. 1699, pirate Captain Kidd is taken into custody in Boston.
James Kidd, I think is his name.
William.
William Kidd.
Yep.
Dang it. Dang it.
Pirate Captain William Kidd.
I think there's a Captain James something, I think.
James T. Kirk of the Starship Enterprise.
Yeah. I think James Cook is a... not a pirate, but I think you found the Navy around that time. I'm just throwing stuff out there now.
Yeah, you are. You're really throwing stuff out there.
I went
there.
From Kirk to Cook, and that's like in the grand scheme of things, thousands of years.
1777, during the American Revolution, British forces captured Fort Ticonderoga on this date.
Okay.
1854, the Republican Party is formally established at a convention in Jackson, Michigan. Let's see. 1785, the dollar was unanimously chosen as the monetary unit for the U.S. That was 1785. Here you go, James. 1933, baseball's first All-Star game held. Kaminsky Park.
Yeah.
Have you been there? Kaminsky Park?
Where is Kaminsky Park?
Chicago. Chicago.
Chicago?
Chicago's Which... Kaminsky Park.
Okay, so it's not there anymore then. Or it's not being used anymore.
I don't know.
Because there's Wrigley, and then whatever the White Sox play in, because they rename that stadium all the time.
Right. Whoever has
it.
If you have money, you can have your... It could be James Timberlake Stadium.
Except for Wrigley. They don't change the name of that
they don't.
If ever.
Well, the American League beat the National League 4-2.
There you go.
1933.
That's this week, too, I believe. Or like the start of next week, the All-Star game.
Yeah. Is that what it is next week?
It's either like Sunday or Monday of this upcoming week, I think.
Okay. 1955, America's first seatbelt law was signed in Illinois.
What year?
State. 1955.
Wow. That's early.
See, when I was growing up, no one used seatbelts.
Yeah, I know.
In fact, they cut them out.
See, that's crazy. That's got to be illegal, right? To cut your seatbelt out of your car?
I remember growing up, they get a car and they'd slice the seatbelts off, and I'm like, wow, okay.
Why would you do that?
Didn't believe in them back then.
Yeah, I get it. But that there's no way that was legal. Like, they just pull you over, they see your seatbelt cut, they're like, okay, well, I have to. You can't even put it on if you want to.
If you did, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I have to write you a ticket.
I don't know if they'd write you a ticket or not, James. If you cut your seatbelt.
Have to.
Well, it'd write you a ticket if you weren't wearing your seatbelt.
Right, and if it's cut out of your car, it's probably going up a couple ticks.
Right. Breaking the law, man.
Yeah.
In fact, how many times will you break the law and you don't realize it in a year?
In a single year?
Trivia, yeah.
6 times a year.
32.
Lots of jaywalking, probably.
Wow, that's a lot.
Lots of jaywalking. You know, you don't want to get all the way over to that crosswalk.
32 times? Well, anymore, no one, when you go with stoplights anymore, jeez.
That's true. Also, like...
I mean, it's green.
Yeah.
And there's people still blowing through the intersection.
Yeah. Or it's red and people are still blowing through the intersection, yeah.
Red, they're blowing through the intersection.
The quick stops at the stop sign.
Man, and I'm sure you've noticed this too. Yeah, you know, the traffic around town is like crazy.
Yeah. Right now, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think it kind of has been for a little while.
Might be. I mean,
I just noticed it seems like to me, correct me if I'm wrong out there, Joe Q Public, but it just seems like there's been a lot more traffic in town for a while.
I don't know. I don't know how much I've paid attention to it, to be honest with you.
I just was kind of noticing that the other day. It's like, man alive.
A lot of people.
This was before Rodeo Week. Now, Rodeo Week, obviously.
It's always.
You're going to have to, you know, take it easy.
Yeah.
Go cautiously.
Kinda how it works.
Right.
One time of the year. Don't
break the law, like the ad says with the officers. You just heard that a little while ago, you know? It's like,
let's have some fun. Just don't break the law.
Let's have some fun, like they say.
Don't jaywalk.
Jaywalk.
They will hunt you down.
I think that's the least of their worries. I think that's the worst of the...
That's breaking the law, and you probably know you're doing it. So I guess that wouldn't count in the...
I don't know if I guess it's a great question for our chief, Travis Soltiska.
I think that, will
they bust me if I jaywalk?
I doubt it. Highly doubt it.
You gonna get me if I'm jaywalking?
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't be jaywalking with the way the traffic's been.
I was gonna say, it might depend on where you're at.
Jeez.
If you're jaywalking across the highway, they might be like, all right, we gotta...
I don't think I'd want to jaywalk with the traffic. I don't even think about that. When I come up to a light and it's red, I don't, like, blow across.
Want to go through it?
I'm going to go through it. All right. Today, if you didn't have any over the weekend, is fried chicken day today, James.
Speaking of
Police Chief Travis Soltiska, he's going to be on the show at this time. with us on, I believe, Wednesday.
Oh.
I'll have to look. Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday. I think Thursday.
You'll have the morning show.
I'll look. I got it written down. Don't worry, Chief.
He's taking over.
He's gonna come on the show with us because we're going to talk about chairs.
Oh,
for Friday.
Man. Oh, people are going to be thrilled about that.
No chairs on the street, on the sidewalks before 5 o'clock Thursday night, ladies and gentlemen. Or they're going to get picked up.
I was going to say
And then if you moan and groan, you have no one to blame but yourself.
The waste management service around here is clasping their hands together to see those pre-5 a.m. Fridays. See those chairs. They're going to have a collection of them.
Wednesday morning, Chief Koltiska will be on. We're going to just remind everybody.
Don't put your chairs down.
Don't put your chairs down before 5 p.m. Thursday night.
No camping your spot.
Okay. Just saying.
You'll lose
a
chair.
It's going to get picked up. So, okay? And they're not messing around. They're going to pick them up.
I don't blame them.
I don't either.
It is pre-Thursday at 5 p.m. It's in the way.
You know, if there was no ordinance or anything like that right now, or say, hey, you can't do it, there'd be people putting chairs out tomorrow night.
Yeah. Yeah.
They would be. They have.
I've seen that happen before.
All right.
Don't lose a chair.
Oh, James, this is on my bucket list of things to do. But I better hurry because I'm not getting any younger. Running to the bulls in Pamplona, Spain.
That's
man.
On your bucket list?
It is. I want to do this.
I mean, okay.
Daily bull runs.
He says he's got a wrist brace on.
Today, it's a wrist brace, not an ankle brace. July 7th through the 14th. Yeah, you have that on. You messed up your knee.
That's why I'm not running of the bulls.
See, I don't think it's not necessarily how fast you run against the bulls.
Yeah, you just got to be faster than the guy behind you.
You just got to be strategic in your running.
Or okay? Faster than the guy behind you.
That's right. Just got to be ahead of a few other people.
Yeah.
I know your exit. I still want to do that. I think I'd be a rush, man.
Oh, it's a rush. And so are they.
Well, they start today.
They run over you.
Today, the ceremonies, and then the bull runs take place July 7th through the 14th.
Oh, they do it for a full week.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, it's a Spanish tradition. It says the true origin of the run began in northeastern Spain during the early 14th century. And then while transporting cattle in order to sell them at the market, men would try to speed the process by hurrying their cattle. After years of this practice, the transportation and hurrying began to turn into competition as young adults would attempt.
Run away from the bulls.
Yeah. When the popularity of this practice increased and it was noticed more and more, they created the tradition.
It's still going.
I like it, man.
So they do it in multiple cities?
Let's do it, man.
I'm not going to do it. No, I'll pass on that. I'll let you
do
that.
Are you serious?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Heartbeat, man.
You're begging for it at that point.
Love it. All right. It's 8 o'clock. Fox News on the way next. You're listening to Carowee Sheridan, 8 o'clock on the way. Do you remember?